A local football analyst says he is not surprised by the violent pitch invasion at the Moses Madiba Stadium in Durban. Benedict Ndengwa said had been at the Nedbank Cup semi-final clash between Kaizer Chiefs and Free State Stars on Saturday night. Kaizer Chiefs lost the match 2-0. Ngwenya, who presents On the Ball on East Coast Breakfast, says some spectators had already become unruly during the first half of the match.
During the halftime break, police officers were called upon to come and cordon off the tunnel area so that the coach could safely walk into the dressing room. But the fans had already started launching missiles into the pitch because they were so angry the team was 2-0 down at halftime. And during the second half, the fans started throwing things and then they started ripping off chairs and they threw them onto the pitch.
Ngwenya says he waited inside the stadium before leaving as the protest action spilled out into the streets after the match.
There was rubble on the road. We could tell that there were violent scenes even outside because there were protesters outside the stadium. The fans were really angry. There were chants. They were shouting, "Steve must fall, Steve must fall." I really expected it to happen at the end of the game.
Meanwhile, News 24 reports Steve Kompela quit as coach of Kaizer Chiefs just minutes after violent scenes followed his side's departure from the Nedbank Cup. In Cape Town today, the marathon triple murder trial of Henry van Breda starts drawing to a close as the court readies to give its verdict on the charges. Van Breda is accused of killing his parents and his brother with an axe, the attempted murder of his sister. OFM News' Roy Simpson recaps the trial.
Judge Siraj Desai gave himself 2 months to review the arguments. The trial started in April last year and took up 66 court days and hundreds of pages detail Van Breda's claim that he and his family were attacked in January 2015 by an axe-wielding man in dark clothes, gloves and a balaclava, and the state's counter-arguments that wounds on his arms were self-inflicted, there's no evidence of forced entry and his family's blood was on his clothes. The trial included a drawn-out argument over live media coverage and then long technical arguments over security at the Desalza estate, blood spatter patterns, DNA evidence, and even when Van Breda smoked cigarettes. Today's judgment's likely to be long and detailed, but at the end of it, Desai will deliver verdicts on charges of defeating the ends of justice, attempted murder, and on 3 counts of murder. From Cape Town, I'm Roy Simpson.
And in other news, after becoming tired of his wife's complaining about his inability to cook, He Ching, CEO of a Shanghai-based catering service company, spent 8 years creating a smart robot cooker. Having undergone countless obstacles, he never gave up in his attempt to research and develop the cooker, claiming he always knew he'd liberate himself from the kitchen one day. It only takes this robot cooker 3 to 4 minutes to cook a dish, and the cooker also has an automatic cleaning system. After his successful creation, his wife hasn't complained about his cooking once. Your top story at this hour, a local football analyst says he's not surprised by the violent pitch invasion at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.